Jesus Christ Superstar by Andrew Lloyd Webber and Tim Rice is at IU's Ruth N. Halls Theater. The musical began as a concept album in 1970. Staging in 1971 follows the album format. It's sung through with no spoken dialogue. The work's very much a piece of its time with rock, gospel, and folk influences. It followed the musical Hair from 1967 and the Rolling Stones' Street Fighting Man and the Beatles' Revolution, both from 1968. The IU Theater show is the swan song for director-choreographer George Penny. The production simply revels in exploiting the strengths of the cast from the program that he's been building for 30 years. The opening, with Brian Kress as the disciple Simon leading the male dancers, is a wildly energetic and lovingly choreographed homage to the groundbreaking dancing of the Jets in West Side Story. They are clearly in the battle for their turf, and although the black-clad authorities that scatter them are from 2,000 years ago and look nothing like Officer Krupke, I think the enforcement figures would understand one another. Meadow Nagai, as Mary, is a sympathetic supporter of Jesus with lovely performances of Strange Things and the show's hit I Don't Know How to Love Him. Joey LaPlante was the gravel-voiced high priest Caiaphas, who declares that Jesus must die, ably supported by Christian Ferry as Annas, and Mary Beth Black, who added some strong high notes in their trios as a second priest. The action of Jesus Christ Superstar continues at a fast pace. Dramatic scenes as Jesus cleans the temple of debauchery and money-changing, celebrates the Last Supper, is betrayed by Judas, and arrested. Scott Van Wy was the controversial Pontius Pilate. In his initial meeting with Jesus, he's very much an ironical speaker, even lapsing into almost comical rhyming as he turns him over to King Herod. Pilate's interview ends with an amusing touch, and it was more than exceeded by Chris Handley's appearance as King Herod. Clad in a glittering blue tuxedo with matching sextet of showgirls, choreographer Penny builds the scene to a wonderfully comical Charleston. Following these very funny scenes, seriousness returns. Miles Tillman, who as Peter has thrice denied Jesus, is filled with remorse, and he and Mary do a very nice country-tinged Could We Start Again, Please? Judas, Caleb Noville, hangs himself. Pilate, now far from funny, has Jesus lashed, and as Pilate counts, the whip cracks and Reuben Lucas's projections add more and more blood spatter, covering the floor and walls of the whole set. The crucifixion, though lacking in any mention of resurrection, is dramatic and concludes with Christ's death. Throughout Jesus Christ Superstar, Andrew Menken was a sympathetic figure in the lead. Christ is a complicated figure, continually talking of the toll the 3 years of his ministry have taken, and simply telling those seeking healing that he can't do it anymore, and suggesting that he's lost his inspiration, a bit more of a burned-out rock star than a heroic sufferer. The show's Judas is an even more complicated figure, Caleb Noville handling Judas's anger at what he sees as Christ's failure, his tortured acceptance of the 30 pieces of silver and suicide. Webber and Rice actually do a bit of undercutting of the whole saga. The actor playing the rough Judas reappears all smoothed up to lead the cast in the show's final celebratory number. The massive single set is by Kevin Nelson. Dramatic lighting is by Matthew Wofford. The wonderfully varied and very theater-worthy costumes are by Robbie Stanton. Sound design is by Andrew Hobson. The audience warmly applauded the finale and the curtain call. It's the final production at IU for George Penny, and he chose to let his cast of students, with the student music director Brandon Porter, take the show's bows. IU's production of Jesus Christ Superstar continues in the Ruth N. Halls Theater through the 12th. At the theater for you, I'm George Walker.